From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. Alex Chadwick is on assignment. Coming up, how the peace process is faring in Northern Ireland. We talk with the man who brokered the historic Good Friday Agreement, former U.S. Senator George Mitchell. But first, the director of the Central Intelligence Agency publicly defended his agency today from charges that they failed to deliver accurate intelligence about Saddam Hussein and weapons of mass destruction.
In the intelligence business, you are almost never completely wrong or completely right. That applies in full to the question of Saddam's weapons of mass destruction. And like many of the toughest intelligence challenges, when the facts of Iraq are all in, we will neither be completely right nor completely wrong.
CIA Director George Tenet speaking at Georgetown University in Washington. Joining me now is NPR's Mary Louise Kelly. She attended this morning's speech. Hi, Mary Louise.
Hello, Madeline.
How did Tenet defend his pre-war intelligence?
Well, he did it systematically. He gave a fairly long speech, and he went through nuclear, biological, and chemical weapons one by one, ticking off what was thought then and what we know now. On nuclear weapons, he said the bottom line is Saddam Hussein clearly did not have a nuclear weapon, but that he wanted one. Tenet did admit, and I'm quoting here, we may have overestimated the progress Saddam was making. On biological and chemical weapons fronts, he said Iraq clearly intended to develop them, that work was underway, but again, he conceded the obvious fact, they haven't been found yet. So he did admit some failures, but he said based on all the streams of intelligence flowing in, it would have been difficult for CIA analysts to come to any different conclusions than the one they reached. And one other little thing, he said his analysts never claimed Iraq posed an imminent threat. That may or may not have been a little dig at those who said it was. I've noticed the White House this week has been careful to refer to the, quote, gathering threat that Iraq posed.
And were there any surprises in the speech?
There were not huge surprises in the speech, but I thought it was interesting a few things that he did not mention. He did not mention, for example, the alleged links between Iraq and al-Qaeda, which was, of course, a key justification cited for war. He also didn't mention the now notorious Niger claim. This was the claim that Iraq was buying or was trying to buy yellowcake uranium from West Africa to use for nuclear weapons making. That, of course, was cited in the president's State of the Union address last year. The White House has since been forced to retract that claim, and today Tenet didn't touch it, didn't mention it at all. So a lot of controversial items that he chose to skip. Clearly, this will not be the final word in terms of defending intelligence.
And one question has come up, that's whether the White House pressured the CIA to color its intelligence to make the case for a war, or at least that it ignored the data that it didn't like. What did Tenet say about that?
Yes, he tackled that charge head on. He said that his analysts painted an objective assessment of a brutal dictator, and the key phrase, he said, no one told us what to say or how to say it. So flat out denying that there was any sort of political pressure exerted. He also mentioned this new commission that's being formed, the independent bipartisan commission the president's expected to announce tomorrow, and said he welcomes it. The CIA has a story to tell. They want to tell it.
NPR's Mary Louise Kelly, thank you so much.
You're welcome.